And welcome back to another episode of the Big Red Hockey Cast, where we cover Cornell women's ice hockey. My name is Anthony, and I am here with first-time host Emily. Emily, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good too. Are you excited to be on the pod?
Yes, I'm excited to get the opportunity to host for the first time and just excited to be a part of it.
You know, that's great to hear, and we always love welcoming a new member. The Big Red had their first ECAC playoff action this weekend, so let's jump right into the team news.
So the Big Red finished their regular season an impressive 24-6-1. Finished ranked number six in the nation and number four in the ECAC, which earned themselves a bye heading into the quarterfinals. But before the playoffs started, it was amazing to see the team and their phenomenal efforts and how some of these individual players got recognized. So Izzy Daniel won Ivy League Player of the Year and was one of the two unanimous selections to the All Ivy First Team. But that's not all. She was also a unanimous choice for the All ECAC First Team. So she had a really impressive season this year. Annalise Bergman won Ivy League Rookie of the Year and was named to the All Ivy Second Team. She was also a unanimous choice for the All ECAC Rookie Team, and she put in an incredible rookie season. It was really incredible to watch her on the ice and see what she could do. Coach Dara won the Ivy League Coach of the Year, but that's not all. Grace Dwyer and Rory Gilday also got All Ivy First Team. And in addition to that, Lily Delianides, Karel Prefontaine, and Ashley Messier all got All Ivy Second Team, with Prefontaine also getting mentioned in the All ECAC Rookie Team. In addition to that, Deanna Frazier got Academic All Ivy. So it's just amazing to see what these players are doing on and off the ice. So, Anthony, back to you to talk about the games from this weekend.
So the team started a best of three series against Quinnipiac this past Friday, winning the first game 3-2. The game was pretty even offensively, with Cornell having 29 shots to Quinnipiac's 33, us having 9 more faceoff wins than them, and more importantly, we killed all 5 of their power plays, which really put a stop to their momentum over the course of the game. Georgia Schiff got the scoring started off early in the first, putting the Big Red up 1-0. Lily Delianides also added to that total, having the Big Red go up 2-0 at the end of the first. Quinnipiac got a lot of momentum in the second, tying the game, but in OT, Karel Prefontaine nailed the winning goal, allowing the Big Red to go up in the series 1-0. This game was really exciting to watch. It was really back and forth, and as I mentioned before, the Big Red were really able to slow down Quinnipiac's momentum on their power play. The PK was absolutely huge, especially with some of the more questionable calls by the refs over the course of the game. And it was just a great first win and a great statement by the Big Red. Emily, why don't you tell us some more about the second game?
So on Saturday, Cornell faced Quinnipiac again, winning 5-0 with Annalise Bergman posting a shutout, which is quite impressive. This game kind of flipped the script compared to the game before, where Cornell had the clear advantage in terms of shots with 37 shots compared to Quinnipiac's 11. They had a slight advantage on faceoffs, having only 6 more, and then they were perfect on the penalty kill, and they went 0-for-3 on the power play themselves. The scoring for the Big Red started off in the first period with Georgia Schiff, assisted by Caitlin Jothams and Grace Dwyer. It was a good way to start get the momentum started for the Big Red, putting them up early. But it didn't stop there, as there was another goal by Lily Delianides and by McKenna Van Gelder in the second period to further their lead. From there, in the third period, Avi Adams scored a goal, putting Cornell up 4-0. And then to finish off the game, Georgia Schiff again, assisted by Rory Gilday, into an empty netter. Again, Annalise Bergman was perfect with only 11 saves, posting a shutout. So, like I said, this game completely flipped the script from the game before. They outshot Quinnipiac. They were dominant offensively and didn't allow Quinnipiac to get anything started. The penalty kill was great again. The power play, they didn't get a lot there, but they still had some chances. And Georgia Schiff having the big weekend, having 3 goals on the weekend and 1 assist. But overall, we saw lots of players getting involved offensively, and it shows with the results.
And just a note about Annalise Bergman, she was just named ECAC Goalie of the Month for the month of February, posting a 4-1-0 record, a 0.79 goals against, with 4 goals allowed in 5 games played, 2 shutouts, including a 43 save game against the number 4 ranked Clarkson, and 137 saves, which is good for a 0.972 save percentage. Just an insane month by the freshman, and hopefully this continues in the playoffs, as she's shown in the series against Quinnipiac. She had a great first game, keeping the team in the game as, again, the momentum was going back and forth. And then, again, as we mentioned in the second game, it was easy work for her. Quinnipiac had no momentum. They could get nothing started in the offensive zone. We just totally shut them down. But again, great effort by the freshman. And with the series win over Quinnipiac, the team will head to Colgate this Friday for the ECAC Championship weekend for the first time since the 2019-2020 season. The format will switch from a best of three series to a single elimination, and they play the first seed in the ECAC and the hosting school, Colgate, on Friday at 2 p.m. and will hopefully move on to the ECAC Championship game on Saturday at 5. Over the course of the regular season, we had an 0-2 record against Colgate. So hopefully we could turn that around and make the finals. The other matchup in the ECAC Championship weekend is Clarkson versus St. Lawrence, and we wish the best of luck to the team. We want to see them go as far as they can.
So we can't wait to see what the Big Red's going to do this weekend in the championship, and we can't wait to cheer them on and hopefully wish the best of luck for them as we hope to see them make it to that championship game and hopefully come home ECAC champions. But good luck to them, and we can't wait to see what comes of the weekend. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Big Red Hockey Cast for and from the Line of Faithful. This has been a Big Red Sports Network production. BRSN is a student-run organization dedicated to promoting the voices of Cornell student-athletes. Make sure to check out Cornell BRSN on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and our website. Special thanks to our producers, Anthony Sespe and Jane McNally, and the entire BRSN team. See you next week.